For CJLO News, I'm Donald Roberge. Archaeological work has begun on the grounds of the original Royal Victoria Hospital to search for the remains of missing children. Earlier this month, the Mohawk Mothers, a group of six people pursuing the cause on their own, reached an agreement with five different parties, including McGill University and their health center, to allow the work to be conducted. Legal status for the agreement was finalized on Thursday in a Quebec Superior Court, which the mothers said was a significant step towards reconciliation. Excavators are searching for the remains of both Indigenous and non-Indigenous origin who may have been abused by medical authorities, particularly during experiments conducted in the 1950s and 60s as part of Project MKUltra. A new pilot project aims to distribute aluminum stickers that cover drinks in bars in order to prevent the addition of GHB and other synthetic drugs. Approximately 10,000 protectors are being issued as part of the Check Ton Vert campaign, which kicked off on Thursday. A collaboration between Montreal's police force and Éduc'Alcool, an organization that encourages Quebecers to adopt healthy drinking habits, the campaign was launched at the Rouge Bar on Prince Arthur Street and was attended by Quebec's Public Safety Minister François Bonnardel. Included in the project are QR codes that appear on the covers, enabling people to calculate their alcohol consumption. Though the initiative has been warmly received by bar patrons, many believe that vigilance is still required. Elon Musk's SpaceX rocket blew up minutes after it launched on Thursday. The largest and most powerful rocket ever built, the Starship blasted off in Texas for its first unmanned test flight. Developed for voyages to the moon and to Mars, the test was hailed as a success despite its explosion, with SpaceX employees thrilled to see the rocket leave the ground. Now with further data, a more improved prototype will be created, with a second takeoff set for early summer. The SpaceX Starship was chosen by NASA to land astronauts on the moon as part of their Artemis 3 mission in 2025. For more, visit CJLO 1690 AM podcasts on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome, fremde, étranger, stranger, glücklich zu sehen, just wie enchanté, happy to see you, bleibe reste stay. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome im Kabarett, au Kabarett, tu Kabarett.
Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies und Gentlemen, comment ça va? Do you feel good? Ich bin euer Konferencier.
I am your host und sage willkommen, bienvenue. Welcome im Kabarett, au Kabarett, au Kabarett.
Leave your troubles outside. So, life is disappointing. Forget it. In here, life is beautiful. The girls are beautiful. Even the orchestra is beautiful.
Hello and welcome to the Comfy Cabaret on this Friday. Grab a cup of something well warm. Well, I guess not necessarily warm. It could be a cup of whatever. It's silly season for weather, so if it's a warm cup of something or a cold cup of something. I mean, it said that there was going to be a thunderstorm today, but it really doesn't look like that's going to happen. So, but the weather app, it never misses. So it must happen, you know. So if you need a cold coffee or a warm coffee, whatever you're drinking at this point, because we all know it's coffee because it's exam season. I hope you're having a cozy, comfy place. Hope you have a cool nook to study in. And I hope that you're being productive or not. You might not want to be productive, and that's fine too. And yeah, so we're going to start today with a song from the Banks Brothers. I first came in contact with the Banks Brothers when I was at my 19th birthday at this place called Canoe in Victoria. It was like a really cool bar, like by the gorge, which is like a canal of sorts. And it was right on there, and they had like cool music every Friday, and it was like a good vibe. It was a brew pub, so they had like really good beers and like really good other drinks as well, I guess. And yeah, so that night, I don't really remember the end of. I just remember being on my sister's couch. And I also remember that a drag queen was like, "You have the face for drag." And I still remember that, even though I now know that that drag queen is an alcoholic and is banned from 2 out of 3 of the gay bars in Victoria. But that has nothing to do with this band, the Banks Brothers, except for the fact they happen to play at that venue. Which was a different place to the drag queen situation, different locations. But yes, so there's no relation, but they were performing and they performed really well. And this is their first song, even though they've been performing for quite a while. And this one is called In Waves.
I'm so tired, mama. glass shatter on the wall in the apartment above mine. At first I thought that I was dreaming, but then I heard the voice of a girl and it sounded like she'd been crying. Now I'm too worried to be sleeping, so I took the elevator to the second floor. Walked down the hall and then I knocked upon her door. She opened up and I asked about the things I've been hearing. She said, I think your ears are playing tricks on you. Sweat is zipped up to her chin. Thanks for caring, sir, that's nice of you, but I have to go back in. Wish I could tell you about the noise, but I didn't hear a thing. She said it must have been the wind, must have been the wind, must have been the wind, it must have been the wind. She said it must have been the wind, must have been the wind, must have been the wind, it must have been the wind. So I was laying on the floor in my room, cold concrete on my back. No, I just couldn't shake the feeling. I didn't want to intrude cause I knew that I didn't have all the facts. But I couldn't bear the thought of leaving her, so I took the elevator to the second floor. Walked down the hall and then I knocked upon her door. She opened up and I asked about the things I've been hearing. She said, I think your ears are playing tricks on you. Sweat is zipped up to her chin. Thanks for caring, sir, that's nice of you, but I have to go back in. Wish I could tell you about the noise, but I didn't hear a thing. She said it must have been the wind, must have been the wind, must have been the wind, it must have been the wind. She said it must have been the wind, must have been the wind, must have been the wind, it must have been the wind. Hang my boombox at the roof and play Lean On Me, just so that she knows that she can lean on me. And when she hears the words, I hope she knows she'll be okay. Aim my boombox at the roof and play Lean On Me, just so that she knows that she can lean on me. And when she hears the words, I know exactly what I'll say. Promise I'm not playing tricks on you. You're always welcome to come in. You could stay here for an hour or two if you ever need a friend.
High from afar, not knowing who or what we are. Are you ready to be inspired? Join us for Strata, Concordia Design and Computation Arts graduating show. From April 19th to April 21st, you'll witness a stunning showcase of graphic, object, and multimedia works created by talented students from Concordia University. Don't miss out on the Vernissage event happening on April 20th at 5 p.m. on the 7th floor of Concordia's EV building. Follow at dcart.exbt on Instagram or visit strataconcordia.com for more information. Come witness the future of design and innovation at Strata.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop, but then things get heated, words get said. Friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
You're listening to CJLO, 1690 AM. This is Patrick Holland.
Your eyes reflect your
Hello, welcome to the Comfy Cabaret. We are here on the Friday, and yesterday was 420, obviously. Everyone knows that, of course. I did not celebrate. I know that a lot of my coworkers and stuff were celebrating, and I was like, I want to, but I have so much studying to do, and like, that's not even fair, really, like... I think the school schedule should be adjusted to, like, I don't know, give, like, a day off for that day. And maybe the next day as well, because you never know. We just listened to In Waves by the Banks Brothers, and then we listened to Must Have Been the Wind by Alec Benjamin. That was, like, a few years ago, that was, like, my favorite song. And that album, These Two Windows, was one of my favorites and still is one of my favorites all time. And that song, even though it's like a really kind of sad song about a potential domestic abuse, it actually, I don't know, it brings good memories to me because I was like really into that song when I was in Europe and just having like a great time, which like kind of... is weird, but that I feel like that's the thing with music. Sometimes the like song that's the most like tragic brings good memories because of a time that you were listening to it or something like that. After we listened to Stranger by Ellen Mellum, and then Shady by Tisha. And this next song I'm gonna play for you was my favorite song last year in the summer, and it feels like we're going back into summer. Hopefully there's no more really cold days. But this is my favorite song, and it's All Come Crashing Down by Metric. And here is it for you.
Today, knowing what you know just makes it harder to think straight. Starting over after it breaks. Starting over when the story's got an astounding twist. You've had to turn that page. When push it comes to shove, we do not fall out of love. We double down, we do not fade. For all I know, just as I am. Starting over won't be easy. Misunderstand that pattern. Fear is forcing your hand. Knowing what you know just makes it harder to think straight. Starting over after it all breaks. When push it comes to shove, we do not fall out of love. We double down, we do not fade. For all I know,
I'm you're slim. I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn, you must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, fuck it. What's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too, I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'ma name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie too, I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over some bitch who didn't want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground shit that you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the shit you did with Rockets too, that shit was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan, this is Stan. Still ain't called a row, I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad, I just think it's fucked up you don't answer fans. If you didn't wanna talk to me outside the concert, you didn't have to. But you could've signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man, he's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you for 4 hours and you just said no. That's pretty shitty, man, you're like his fucking idol. He wants to be just like you, man, he likes you more than I do. I ain't that mad though, I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we met in Denver? You said if I write you, you would write back. See, I'm just like you in a way. I never knew my father neither. He used to always cheat on my mom and beat her. I can relate to what you're saying in your songs. So when I have a shitty day, I drift away and put them on. Cause I don't really got shit else, so that shit helps when I'm depressed. I even got a tattoo with your name across the chest. Sometimes I even cut myself to see how much it bleeds. It's like adrenaline, the pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you cause you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous cause I talk about you 24/7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim, no one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man, I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together too. My fans, this will be the last package I ever send your ass. Been 6 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters. I wrote the addresses on them perfect. So this is my cassette I'm sending you. I hope you hear it. I'm in a car right now. I'm doing 90 on the freeway. Hey Slim, I drank a fifth of vodka. You dare me to drive? You know the song by Phil Collins in the air of the night about that guy who could have saved that other guy from drowning but didn't? Then Phil saw it all, then at a show he found him. That's kinda how this is. You could've rescued me from drowning. Now it's too late. I'm on 1,000 downers now, I'm drowsy. And all I wanted was a lousy letter of a call. I hope you know I ripped all of your pictures off the wall. I love you, Slim. We could've been together. Think about it. You ruined it now. I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, I hope you can't sleep and you scream about it. I hope your conscience eats at you when you can't breathe without me. See, Slim? Shut up, bitch. I'm trying to talk. Hey Slim, that's my girlfriend screaming in the trunk. But I didn't slit her throat, I just tied her up. See, I ain't like you, cause if she suffocates, she'll suffer more. And then she'll die too. Well, gotta go, I'm almost at the bridge now. Oh shit, I forgot, how am I supposed to send this shit out? Your girlfriend's pregnant now. How far along is she? Look, I'm really flattered you would call your daughter that. And here's an autograph for your brother. I wrote it on the starter cap. I'm sorry I didn't see you with the show. I must have missed you. Don't think I did that shit intentionally just to diss you. But what's the shit you said about you like to cut your wrist too? I say that shit just clowning, dog. Come on, how fucked up is you? You got some issues, Stan. I think you need some counseling to help your ass from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. And what's this shit about us meant to be together? That type of shit'll make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other, but maybe you just need to treat her better. I hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time before you hurt yourself. I think that you'll be doing just fine if you relax a little. I'm glad I inspire you, but Stan, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy shit. I seen this one shit on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend in the trunk, and she was pregnant with his kid. And in the car they found a tape, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was... it was you. Damn.
Dancing with you, tripping over my shoes just to get back to you.
Take me by the hand back to you. dancing with you.
Hello and welcome, Comfy Cabaret. We're having fun. We're playing some tunes. We just heard All Comes Crashing by Metric, and then Stan by Eminem and Ditto, and then In My Head by Davness, and we just listened to Take Me by the Hand by Flamingos in the Trees. I like that tune. I was just going through concerts that were coming up in the next few months, and I saw this band called Flamingo in the Tree. You might already know this band. They have like a lot of streams, but I didn't know who they were, and I still don't really, but I was like, I'm going to go listen to their music because I like flamingos. So I went to listen to their music, and I like this tune. I think it's their most popular, at least according to Spotify. But yeah, I like that tune and it was lots of fun. We are going to go to some ads quickly and then we are going to listen to Lexi Carroll, who is one of my favorite artists lately with her new one, Growing Pains. And then we're going to listen to Black Roses by the cast, the Nashville cast, Claire Bowen. And then we're going to listen to Pretty Soul by Heartsick Royalty. And we might throw in another few tunes in there, just depending on time. But yeah, we'll see you in a minute after these ads. This is CGLO 1690. Stay tuned. Lots of great songs on the way.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to the gala of the 16th edition of the Célidor de la Musique du Monde. See you on Tuesday, April 27th at La Tulipe, starting at 8 p.m. Join the adventure. Come and support your favorite artists to make them win the Célidor, silver, or bronze. The Célidor de la Musique du Monde, it's the public prize that makes the world grow. For more information, visit Célidor.com.
I'm Mahalia.
And I'm Taya.
And we're co-hosts of the Moonlight Mix. On our show, you can hear our most recent earworms and musical muses.
Our favorite tracks will accompany your late night walks, studies, and all activities done by Moonlight.
Be sure to listen to the Moonlight Mix at 9 p.m. on Monday evenings on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. We wish you a happy Moonlight night.
Hi, this is Emily from LOMA. You're listening to CJLO Montreal.
Said he's gotta go to feel like a tourist in his old home. This place don't look like it. it did when I was a kid. Oh, trading up like a tree, sickly sweet pleasantries. What's it like overseas? Set a goal to a apostle. Oh, the growing pains, they're keeping me up again.
It's a battlefield and you're on the other side. You can throw your words sharper than a knife and leave me cold in another house on fire. I lay low and watch the bridges burn. I lay low, what more could I have done? Now you only bring me black roses, and they crumble in the dust when they're clouded by your lies. Up in smoke, a vision she foretold. She said, stay away, 'cause that boy's a warning sign. I lay low and watch the bridges burn.
Time, then you can thank me for mine. And after that said, forget it. Don't be inane, there's no one to blame, no reason why you should stay here and lie to me. Don't say anymore, just walk out the door, I'll get along fine, you'll see. But thanks for your time, then you can thank me for mine. And after that said, forget it.
You're coming or going, and easy to say you're always coming around. When you build a house, you gotta pick up the hammer, and on the road, you put the hammer down. Sitting like a shoreline, waiting to wash over me. It's moving real slow, but I know that it'll surely come. For better or worse, we've been cursed, and this is just our destiny. When you're waist deep in the water, it sure